This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Thursday. It's not Friday.
I just said.
I know. I heard you, but I don't know what you're talking about because it's not Friday yet. I know that you wish it was Friday.
You thought it was Friday?
Shouldn't it be?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Hell yes.
Let's just call it.
Yeah.
Let's just call it.
It should be Friday at 9.
It's not
right
Friday.
Now. God.
No, not yet.
God is right.
Hi.
Wow, great effing time yesterday.
So
what a great
fun.
Time.
It was so fun.
It was great. We did a secret show yesterday.
Way to show up, everyone.
Yeah, way to show up.
The things you people want to talk about, I'm so embarrassed.
What?
Oh, it was awesome.
Thank
you were just pouring fuel all over that.
What? I don't know what you mean by that. I had a couple one-liners, but I tried to stay very quiet.
Oh, my God. You don't remember any of that, do you?
Thank God our vice president was there to help us out.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
You know?
Good job,
yeah.
Sir.
Greg.
Mr. Nemitz,
Greg
sir.
Nemitz.
Well, that was good. Something came up really specific to him. So
he's an expert.
I'd heard that story before.
Mm. Oh, really?
And was surprised that it was such a weird thing that it came up. And then there's our expert.
Well, I happen to know someone who did it and undid it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to listen to yesterday's secret show. I think that, so Bryn is sick, but he came in today to post the secret show from yesterday. And he, you know, got a couple things done for us here. I don't know what he's got going on.
He's been having some trouble with his throat.
Oh, boy.
And just not feeling well today.
And he has
Thursday.
Gout, too, everyone. He has gout. Mm.
That's
he's
back?
He's been feeling it for a
gout
while.
Is
yeah,
back?
I think. Isn't it always kind of lingering?
Well, I think if he takes good care of himself, it.
I didn't hear him mention anything about the gout.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that.
It's mostly his throat and his head. It's like a head cold.
Aww.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was sitting right next to him yesterday.
Make out with them, though?
No.
Okay. Well, I think you'll be all right. He was wearing that costume. I'm sure there wasn't a bunch of heat radiating off of him or anything.
Right.
Sweat
Whoever gets
particles
that costume
in the air.
After him is
going
to
be real
sick. Oh,
dude, they're doomed. They are doomed. Hopefully they clean the costumes between uses. You'd think. I mean,
like
they must
alcohol.
Have some kind
oh, yeah.
of hardcore.
They work real hard getting yeah. hotel rooms cleaned out, too. I mean.
Yeah. It's true. So, rest assured, everyone, if you rent the Yeti costume. Actually, just don't rent a Yeti costume. Word to the wise. Just in casers. But what a fun
so,
show. My brother was flipping out. He really had no idea what any of it was all about. They've never been to a live secret show, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and he barely knows what the secret show is, and so they didn't have any idea what was going to happen, and he was freaking. He loved the punchline.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh my God, you mean we can go see comedy? I'm like, yes, this is a comedy club. Yes. You can come here anytime. At night, they have comedy shows. It's weird. It was actually a great setup for us.
Mm-hmm.
The stage was perfect. The room was pretty intimate. Like, mm-hmm. you could see everyone. Everyone could hear. But he was just freaking out about how much fun he had and how much he loved it and how he kind of was sad when it ended. He was like, oh. Of course, he'd had a bunch of Long Island iced teas.
Oh.
So he just wouldn't. Well, the day drinking. It happens. A lot of our listeners take advantage of that.
I was trying to get you guys out. And he's like, I'm taking pictures with the listeners. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, I'm having my star moment,
I'm
man.
Leaving, I'm leaving, so.
Yeah. Bye.
Good luck with that.
Have a good one.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man, he was stopping on the street. People were running up to him, taking their picture on the street afterward. I'm like,
oh, my
he's enjoying
goodness.
It. This is great.
Wow.
Just lit. And then, of course, he starts to come down. And we get back home, and he's like, "Don't we? What do we do now? What do we play some cards and keep drinking?" I'm like, "Dude, it's 2 p.m. Like, we don't do that.
We're done."
Yeah.
You were home by 2?
Oh, I don't know, 2:30.
Oh.
Quarter 3.
I didn't know this. I don't know why I didn't know this, but the afternoon commute on Halloween starts at like 2:00.
People get home early.
Everyone's trying to get home to their kids. I hit traffic on 280 before I even hit 85, and then 85 was nutted. Just nuts to butts.
What time did you get home?
4:00.
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, my God. 4:00. And then my kid's like, "You ready to go?" I'm like, "No." And I'm not even close ready to go. Yesterday was a long one.
It was. We had sort of have an open door. A lot of people in our neighborhood, we get so crushed that, you know, with people. And we've got friends that come in and out. And I'm exhausted, you know. I mean, I don't know why. It's not manual labor, but it is. It's just exhausting to be on for that long. So in the afternoon, come back and I'm hanging out with them and we're getting set up for Halloween and getting the candy out, and you know, really there wasn't much to it, but it seemed like a lot. And it starts at like 4:30 at my house. Like, the little kids start at 4:30, so you know, the doorbell starts ringing and John made soup, so we're all, you know, having our soup and stuff. And it's about, I don't know, it's like 6:15. I'm sitting out on the front porch, and it's just, you know, just constant talking to more people, and the kids are adorable, and we're handing up. And I go inside, and I sit down on the couch, and I'm like, I'm going to watch Survivor. I fell asleep within 3 minutes. But people kept waking me up, you know, because I'm right inside the front door watching the show. And then, like, all my friends would come, "Oh, hey, oh, you know, oh, yeah, I'm wide awake, don't worry. It's fine." And then at one point I'm sitting there and I'm kind of dozing in and out as I'm watching Survivor, and I hear just like this party happening right on the front porch, and I recognize the voices. It's like Pat and Marianne and some other people, and I'm just like, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up. If they come in, I'll rally, but I'm just gonna sit, because I'm totally faded. So I pause the TV show that I'm hardly watching anyway, and I'm like drifting in and out, just kind of like leaning on the, kind of laying on the couch like, I just felt like such a lump. I felt really bad, you know. And then they came in. And I, "Oh, hey, yeah, the beer's in the fridge. Go for it." But it was, I felt like a total. Oh, and then they left. They're like, "Oh, we're going to walk the neighborhood." And my younger son's like, "Well, I'm going to go with them." So I'm like, fine, lock the front door.
And you didn't do the candy?
I couldn't. It was 7:45 at that point. I'm going to bed. I'm so sorry. I'm already asleep on the couch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, just leave the... And then, so they take off, and I'm sort of finishing up on Survivor, because I, you know, needed to rewind it, because I'd slept through so much of it. So I'm listening to it, and I hear these children outside, like, "Oh my God, oh, there's no people, oh, there's..." And they just took all the candy.
Oh.
Well, that's what kids do. It's unattended, so they stuffed their pillowcases full of our candy. I think that we had a couple bags more, so if they came back, they were able to distribute more. But at that point, it's almost 8:00, like, it's almost over, right?
Uh-huh.
So they took all the candy, and I'm like,
we tapped out at 8 too.
Yeah, 8:00 seems totally reasonable.
We finished. I gave everything away.
Yeah,
I was giving it out in the handful. Like, I need to be done with this. Uh-huh. This can't be in the house.
Right.
I got enough trouble.
I'm worried that they didn't come. When they left, there were still a couple bags of candy left, because we always buy so much just in case. And I'm really hoping that those went last night, too, because that's the last thing I need.
Right.
Can I ask the million-dollar question?
What is it?
What was Isla? What did she dress up as?
She was Jasmine.
Jasmine. Didn't you hear the story yesterday where she put it on and she was looking in the mirror?
I have a picture. I'll show you.
Did you put it up?
Oh, no, I didn't put it up.
Yeah, put it up.
You should put it up. She's 5 years old today.
Yep. Today's her birthday.
Is the birthday party this weekend?
This weekend. Mm. I'm picking up Nona tomorrow.
Oh, 5
Nona's
years
flying
old
in just for the birthday.
And then?
And flying home.
Uh-huh.
And then coming back for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
But didn't want to miss the birthday.
No. Aww. You don't want to miss the birthday.
That's Nona. A Nona thing. Like, well, what else am I doing?
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm her grandmother, and it's her birthday.
I need to be there.
Well, somebody's got to pick you up, though, man.
Yeah. What time is she coming?
Right. You're picking me up. I'm like, all right.
Is she coming today?
No, tomorrow.
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 Is tomorrow the big party?
It's on Saturday.
All right.
It's going to be...
Let me know.
Let you know. You don't want to come to a five-year-old's birthday.
Believe me, he wants to come. He likes parties, period. Sorry. Is it a party?
There's Jasmine.
Oh, my God. Post that. That is absolutely
adorable. Hold it up to
adorable.
Us. Hold it up to us.
Yeah, let's see. Tell him to hold it up to us.
That's my evil genius.
Oh, my God. Put those both up. Put them up in a back and forth. You can't hear them, but they're asking. They wanted you to hold it up to the window,
oh,
too.
Oh, I'll post. Right, well, all right.
All right, hold on. Here he comes. He's walking in.
The baby.
There's the little. So the baby has her eyes are so wide, and she's looking off to the side, and the hair is just all around her face. And then little Isla as Jasmine is just so precious. Like, she just looks proud and happy.
Yeah, she's had. So then,
5 years old.
She goes out to trick-or-treat while I was manning the door. I guess that's how you... I don't know. Whatever. And then they come back crying, like, 20 minutes later. She was running around with her friends and fell. And
oh, no.
Yeah. And she's like, is it torn?
Oh.
Her dress. What'd
you say? Her little costume. It wasn't torn, so thank God.
Oh, God. Just a little dirt on
just
there.
Just a little
her knee
scuff.
Torn?
Her knee was torn, but the costume, I had whatever they
she
make.
She bleed onto it?
No, she's okay.
They make it out of tough skins.
So last night, as tired as she was, she's like, you know, tomorrow's my birthday. And she's like, just wiped. And she's like, I got to wear this again tomorrow. You know, this is my pretty dress. I got to wear this.
What'd you say?
I said, I have to go to bed. Good night.
We'll let your mother deal with that in the morning.
With that.
I won't be here for that transaction.
That is not my problem.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure her mom got her something. I saw a package waiting outside her bedroom door as I walked through in the dark. So
something for her birthday.
There's something there. And
that's so cute.
It's good stuff.
It's so... The thing about childhood is the magic, you know? I mean, Christmas is so amazing until you're about 15, 16. And birthdays matter so much. And they're such... You know, a year is so long to a little kid. Like, to get to that point, like, oh my God, I'm a five-year-old. I still remember being in third grade. What are you in third grade? Like, eight? Seven or eight?
You're eight.
And I remember, like, my little brother and little sister, and they, you know, behaving like children. And I remember thinking, well, I'm in third grade now. Like, I can't act like that anymore.
You gotta step
I can't,
up your
I gotta,
game.
Right, I can't run around naked all summer. I can't be doing that anymore.
Why not?
Because I'm a third grader now, Hooman. I'm practically a grown up.
Because that evil old brother of yours is checking you out, too.
Oh, that one. Do you want to talk about that?
We shouldn't talk about that. That was so funny, though. That was the funniest thing.
It was great.
You know what the funniest thing was of the whole thing? Was the three sisters. Like, that the sellout that went down in less than a snap of a finger, that sister got sold out, and in the biggest way.
We were about to hook her up.
Yeah.
And then the
sisters, the sisters are like, every time the one sister who's trying to be, we're trying to hook up, turns away from the two sisters, they look at us like mouthing no, and doing like the crazy, the finger by the head and the roll of the eyes.
Question. And the other sister not only sold her out in 2 seconds, but then went, and it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It is funny how the show sort of themes itself out sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the stories that...
Oh, my God.
And even Johnny Mosley had a story about that. And I thought, well, we're getting to the bottom of that at some point.
We'll have to rename it the S Show.
Yeah. Yes, we will. So you got to listen to it. So the podcast, The Secret Show, if you've never listened to it and you're like, podcast? I don't even know how to get those. Just go to RadioAlice.com. There's a link right there. Click on it. You can listen to it there. You can subscribe to them. If you have an iPhone, and probably Androids, I'm not sure if they have it too, there's a podcast app that comes with your phone that you can't even get off your phone. And through that, you can type in the name of any podcast, The Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, or The Sarah and Vinny Full Show, or The Lost 30, The Sarah and Vinny Lost 30. Those are all our podcasts. And it'll automatically download in there. It'll tell you when you've got new ones. And if you, and this one, though, is an 18 and up show. This is not for kids, for sure. It is not safe for work. There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of just nasty filthiness. And yesterday's secret show was just a gem. Just a marvel in horribleness. It was great.
So in terms of social media, there were two kind of big polls that happened. Mm-hmm. One you're aware of, which is who is a better Picard, Vinny or Patrick Stewart?
Yes.
I just posted the results of that.
And Vinny, I'm sure, won.
Yeah, 96% to 4%.
You're actually, was it taken from
these
pictures?
Beat Patrick Stewart as the better Picard.
There's the picture.
It's just unbelievable how and it's just the shirt. Like, I look at you now and you just look like Vinny. But if you put on the Star Trek shirt, you become Jean-Luc Picard. Uh-huh. Like, every time I looked at you, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
So perfect.
And then, Jean-Luc. And that is me. That I think, is that, let me see the photo.
That's forever your costume.
I know, but that's me walking out of the, like, you were outside the bathroom with your camera.
I know. Because I only saw you for a second, and then you ran away.
Why did we put an Alice backdrop behind me? Because we took that in the hall by the bathroom door.
Yeah.
And then the other major poll was actually one Michael Franti put up, and we stole from his page, which is Taj, his son, dressed in a NASA costume.
The exact same one I had on. It's incredible. They obviously do a baby size.
I think his son can already do push-ups. Like, that kid is already muscular.
He's a large Marge.
He is... And what is he?
Well,
not
both
even a
big
month.
People. No, he's over a month now. He's got to be pushing 2 months.
My kid just turned 2 months.
He wasn't long
after
you.
Yeah, so maybe a month.
He was born October 11th, I think.
No.
He wasn't?
No, he was born in September.
Oh, was he?
I don't know.
Well,
anyway,
he's big.
We saw him here October 11th. Yeah, no, he's a good-sized kid. Mm-hmm. But... It was just so funny because Michael must have seen one of the pictures that I put up of me in my NASA outfit, and he sent me the picture. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it was the same belt, the same suspenders, the same patches. I'm like, oh, my God, that's crazy. So then he mocked up a thing that says who wore it better. And, of course, I think I got like 1% because people love
no, you
babies.
Got three.
Well, that was
because it was 97% went to and 3% and there's 97.3.
Yeah. Oh.
You didn't notice that?
No, I did not notice
that. That was the whole point of the post.
That's
look at
so
the number.
Funny. 97.3.
But on our poll, you did way better.
Oh, really? What, I got 6%?
No, you got like 51%.
Oh, I beat 50, the baby.
49.
All right, good. That's nice.
Posted.
Yeah, on Michael's side, everyone was like, your baby's amazing. Please love me.
Taj was born September 10th.
Okay, so he's almost 2 months old. He's a cute baby. Babies are dolls. Your baby. I want to see more and more pictures. There's that picture of you taking a selfie with your family behind you. That might be my most favorite picture that you've ever posted.
Oh, on the beach the other day?
I just think it's like Isla looking at us, sitting down, looking at her mom who's holding the baby up, and the baby's all, the baby.
Well,
it's so cute.
I had said I was sitting there and I pulled them into, like, I could see them all. I think I can. And I got them in view and was like, I can't see the kid.
So she holds the baby.
So the baby goes up, the snap happens, and there's the history.
And you're
such
smiling.
A great.
Yeah.
It was fun. That was
such
funny.
A great picture. That probably has like 10,000 likes on it. You know what? My most liked picture of all time I posted yesterday, and that was you as Picard. I think I had like 9,000 likes.
Oh, wow.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I want to look and see what it's at right now, and then we'll quickly.
That was fun.
Right.
Well, you know what? Thanks to everyone who came. It was super fun. It was like Halloween events are so cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The costume contest is so fun. It's so ridiculous. The winner was on theme in a way that you just go, you have to win.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a detail in there that you go, you even did that?
I know. It was really creative. And such a weird, just like a weird thing, but it was such a perfect... And it was perfect because my brother was there.
Yeah.
Right.
I have 9,500 likes and 1,100 comments on Vinny as Jean-Luc Picard. That is by far my most successful post. I'll be posting more pictures of Vinny.
Right. Winning.
Oh, wait. There's like 20 pictures in the series, too. So you can follow me at Clarkie Clark, Clarkie Clark.
And your husband comes as Dick and Chumley.
That was funny.
And then pulls out one of your tools right there.
Mm. Yeah. I have a lot of tools.
That was weird.
Yeah. That was weird.
It was weird. I was like, where'd you get that one from?
Zet didn't want to play with that tool.
I asked him later. I'm like, why would you do that? And he was like, oh, this is just an extra one.
Extra.
Like, extra. You have extras.
God, we have a thousand of those. And so he pulled that one, and he goes, I just thought it would be funny. A tool in my tool belt.
It was funny.
And I'm like, oh, okay.
No, it was funny.
No, I liked it.
I think the funniest moment was after it was just sitting there on the table. Sarah's like, just hand is just playing with it in a way that
I'm just touching it.
Fascinated. I'm like, she doesn't realize she's totally giving that thing
some love.
A workover.
Good job.
Well, I guess you got to listen to yesterday's secret show to know what the hell we're talking about. KLLCKLLCHD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday, you guys. No Bryn today, so we'll muddle through. But the cast of Waitress is coming on at 8. Be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.